Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. Glad to welcome all of our online worshipers as well. Remind those of you who are online that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in our worship, and we do invite you to get your elements ready there in your homes to celebrate with us as we celebrate here. This is an exciting day for us here at Redeemer. We are back in ways we haven't been back in a while. So I'll remind you, if you didn't get to see the email or the letter earlier this week, that masks are now optional throughout our worship service if you're fully vaccinated. See, you were going to tell me that if I didn't say that.
I probably was.
But what that means is we have been asking you to, you're free not to wear your mask, but we wanted you to wear it when you came up for communion. That is optional now as well. So you can or you cannot. That's your choice. As you want to. We're also returning to passing the friendship registers. You will see them on your pew. Please do that. We are also returning to passing the offering plate. Ooh. We are still leaving one back there. You might not be comfortable passing the offering plate. They're still back there. We have also returned to full seating. Did you notice that? You can, and we actually thought the last few weeks we've had quite a good crowds. I think the rain's keeping some people away today, but we actually thought we were to that point where we could probably socially distance better with all the pews than we were able to with every other pew. So anyway, make yourselves comfortable and spread out as you desire. Finally, we are also returning to passing the peace. Do you remember that? Okay. But when we do that, I want to say some things about that. Not everybody is going to feel as comfortable as other people. So there might be some people you can walk right up and shake their hand. There might be other people who will move away like that. Other things that are good are like bows or waves or even the peace sign. Please be aware when you go to share the peace with someone, they might not be at the same level you are. So please be respectful of their level, of whoever's level is more restrictive, I guess I should say, is probably the best way to say that. Be thoughtful of them and patient and understanding so that you meet them where they are. And that they feel safe and comfortable. Okay. I think, is that fairly clear? Did I do that okay?
I think so. Okay. It's more up to them.
Did anybody not understand what I just said?
Okay.
No, that's the sermon, Connie. That's the sermon. Family Promise, we host this week. Is that right? Is there anything we need to know, Shannon?
And so everybody online can hear that because you didn't have a mic. We aren't hosting physically this time, but we are so appreciative of all the gas cards and the grocery cards and the ways in which you're supporting these families. Did I get it all?
Yes.
All right. So y'all can hear. Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and do your announcements, and I got one more at the end.
Oh, goody. Okay, so my announcements. We are continuing to have our 5th through 12th grade youth group. We're gathering on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Since it's getting hot and muggy outside, we are moving to the fellowship hall where we can have the AC on. So we are meeting back there. We're still not eating dinner together or anything like that because the kids aren't all vaccinated. But we're meeting from 7 to 8. Bring friends. Friends are always welcome. Go ahead and bring a mask for those of you that are not vaccinated, and we'll have some fun. Also, because today is Father's Day, the Sunday afternoon book study will not be meeting today, but we'll catch back up next week. Are you sad that we're not meeting? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure you're okay. All right. So we'll be catching up next week, and we invite you to join us. And you can join us too, Tim. So, yeah, we would love to have you. The other thing is, because we are a community that cares for all of our members, even our youngest ones, We are still recruiting for volunteers to help in the nursery. We have Carmen back there that is wonderful, but we need a second adult. And really, you get to sit and hold babies. It's really fun. And so if you are able to volunteer, we're looking specifically for July 4th and July 11th during this church service. And if we get a group of about, 25 people, you volunteer twice a year, and it's really great. So there is somebody else back there with you, and we just need that second adult. All right. Those are all my announcements, Pastor Gary.
So if you keep the nursery, do you get to play with the toys?
Yes, you do.
Oh, that's even better.
And you get to read books.
Oh.
And all sorts of fun things back there. You could even lay down and take a nap with, if you really wanted to.
Okay.
I guess.
Well, I also wanted to thank everybody who has donated things for Williamsburg County and those who came and loaded the truck on Friday to help us. Nan and I took that truck down yesterday. We had to go crack of dawn. We got there about 8:30, so we left here pretty early. And at that point, they were starting the giveaway at 10. At that point, there were already six cars in the line at 8:30 when we got there. And I called back at 11:30 to tell Miss Dottie something, and at that point, it was all gone. All gone. So absolutely amazing. The truck was stuffed full. So thank you all. You make a real difference. All right, let's rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also
let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us. By your power, preserve us. By your wisdom, instruct us. And by your hand, protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's sermon. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And we might have some people on the camera watching for the children's sermon, too. So should we wave at them, too? Say good morning, friends. We're so glad you're here. Yep, Riley's waving, too. Good job, Riley. So today, I have to tell you something. So I'm supposedly a grown-up, right? Yeah. And I'm scared of the dark. Did you know that? You knew that? Yeah, it kind of shows, doesn't it? Are you scared of the dark? You're not? Oh, I'm so glad that you're so brave and not scared of the dark. Oh, so there are some things about the dark that you're scared of, huh? You gotta put your dress down, put your dress down. So, I wonder if I'm scared of the dark and I'm supposedly a grown-up and you're scared of pieces of the dark, I wonder if some of the grown-ups out there, do you think that there's some things that they might be afraid of too? No? They're all so brave, huh? I heard Mr. Tim over there laugh. Do you think Mr. Tim's afraid of anything? No? Mr. Tim's very brave? Oh, he's pointing to Connie, isn't he? Do you think Mr. Tim's afraid of Miss Connie? No? You think he's just being silly? Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. I'm not sure. But you know what? I think sometimes we all have things that maybe we're a little bit afraid of. And maybe it's the dark, and maybe it might be a storm with thunder and lightning. Or maybe it might be some animals that we're afraid of.
I get a book of thunder and storms.
You have a book about thunders and storms? All right. So you can learn about those. Because sometimes when we learn about it, we aren't as afraid. Yeah? Wow. Well, there's a story that Pastor Gary's going to read for us in a little bit where Jesus and his friends were in a boat. And they were on a lake. And there's this storm that came up. And it was a pretty big storm because there were waves crashing over the sides of the boat. And do you think that Jesus' friends were afraid? They were. They were really, really afraid. And you know what Jesus was doing in the back of the boat? Jesus was in the back of the boat taking a nap. I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and he was floating off the boat.
And you think he might have floated off the boat? Maybe. Maybe. And maybe with his clothes on, too. He might have floated off the boat into the water with his clothes on. But his friends woke him up and said, Jesus, Jesus, we're so scared. And Jesus calmed the storm down and said, why are you afraid? Yeah? I'd be afraid, too, wouldn't you?
He didn't know.
He didn't know, yeah. He didn't know why they were afraid, so he had to ask them. Jesus asked a lot of questions, didn't he? Yeah. And so sometimes there's things that we're afraid of, too. Like I'm afraid of the dark. And Jesus doesn't make the dark go away. But is Jesus there with me in the dark? Is Jesus in my heart while I'm afraid of the dark? Yeah.
Yeah, but the song that played mine, he's in the light, too.
You're right. Oh, my goodness. Jordan, you're so smart. Yes. Jesus is with us in the dark. But he's with us in the light, too.
Yeah, and he's in the living room and playroom.
Yep, and he's in the living room and the playroom and all those places, too. You're right. Yeah. In the kitchen. So everywhere. So Jesus is with us everywhere. Awesome. And does that make us feel better sometimes? Yeah, I hope so.
Well,
I hope so.
I don't have Jesus in my heart because Pap and Ogre in my heart.
Oh, you have a lot of people in your heart, too. But that's good that you're... Your papa is in your heart as well. All right, so let's pray together. Can we pray together? Can we pray together? Dear God, thanks for being with us always in all the places that we've talked about and any time that we're afraid. Thanks for helping us to know that you're with us no matter what. And all God's children said, amen. Thanks for coming up this morning.
first lesson comes from the 38th chapter of Job. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Or what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped." The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A woman in her upper 80s was determined she would keep driving and going wherever she wanted to go. Naturally, her family was concerned about her slower reflexes and the changing world we live in. She would go out at night alone, and so they were greatly disturbed about her safety. They told her about muggings, kidnappings, carjackings, hoping it would all keep her at home. But it didn't. Instead, she went out and bought a gun. Her family was aghast because she didn't know a thing about handling a gun, but she loaded it up and stuck it in her purse. She decided that she would use it if someone gave her problems. Well, she was walking out of a store during the Christmas season with her packages. She looked over and saw these three guys getting in her car, and they're slamming the doors, and she thought, "This is my moment." She reached in her purse, she pulled out her gun, she walked right up to the car window and said, "Get out of my car, get away from behind that steering wheel, you guys move." The three guys got out and ran in three different directions. By now a crowd had gathered and they were staring at her and smiling, and she was feeling pretty proud of herself. She put her gun back in her purse, she got her keys out, and the keys didn't fit. It wasn't her car. I guess she overlooked one small detail. Well, there's a small detail in our gospel reading today that I think many of us overlook as well. I know I've read this story countless times and never really noticed it. The story is the stilling of the storm, and I've preached on it numbers of times. But this time when I read it, there was one detail that jumped out at me. Jesus had been preaching and teaching all day, and when evening came, he was tired. So he said to his disciples, "Let's go across to the other side of the lake." And they got into the boat, and Mark even comments that he was just regular old Jesus. And then it says this, "Other boats were with him." I'd never noticed that before. In all my study of this passage and the artwork I've seen, as I've pictured it even in my mind, Jesus and the disciples are out there on that lake alone. But Mark is abundantly clear. Other boats were with him. It seems like a small detail, but for the Gospel of Mark, there are no small details. Other boats are with him. What can this mean? Well, I think it means that we go along with Jesus. It means that as we travel life's journey, we go with Jesus. It means that no matter where our lives of faith take us or lead us, we go with Jesus. And most importantly, it means that no matter how fierce the storm, no matter what bumps the road has, no matter what viruses and pandemics come our way, no matter what difficulties or struggles or fears we face, we go with Jesus. And there's something else too. When we read this story, we tend to focus on that part where Jesus rebukes the wind and the waves and they are suddenly still. It's a miracle, and it draws our attention. But we also ought to note that when the storm stops, the story isn't over. Jesus isn't finished rebuking yet. He said to his disciples, "Why are you afraid?" You see, what they forgot in the face of the wind and the waves was that they go with Jesus. And it's easy for us to forget that too. And what's worse is, as the storms outside of us rage, the storms inside of us rage even more. But we go with Jesus. We go with Jesus, and he is the one with power to still the storms. We go with Jesus, and he's the one with power to save. Benjamin Mays told the story of a childhood trip to visit some relatives in Maryland. He and a cousin decided to go out onto the bay in a small fishing boat. They had a grand time out on the waves, such a good time, in fact, that they failed to notice the storm that was blowing in until it was too late. Suddenly, there they were, in their very small boat with some very big waves far from shore. They were helpless, and they were lost. Someone spotted the two boys, and the alarm was sounded. People rushed to the cliffs surrounding the bay to watch the rescue. The rescue boat itself struggled in the storm, slowly, ever slowly, drawing closer and closer to the small boat with the two boys. When the two boats finally came together, the people on the cliffs cheered, and when the boys were safe on shore, Mays found himself in his father's arms. After a time, his father asked, "Were you scared, son?" "No, Daddy, I wasn't," Mays replied. "As long as I could see you on the cliff, I knew you'd find some way to save us." People of God, in the storms of our lives, let go of the fear Trust in God's love. Trust in God's care. It's for you. Peace. Be still. We go with Jesus. Amen.
I invite you to share our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. We give you thanks, O Lord, with our whole hearts. We sing your praise. You alone are worthy of our love and worship. Our lives are yours, for you are the source of all life. God of all creation, work in our lives for us to live out our worship for you in our every action. May we give praise to you in our work, in our play, and in our rest. Lord, in your mercy. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, God of grace, you preserve us. While the storms of the world swirl around us, your love, O Lord, holds us fast. You never leave us alone. God of relationship and community, guide us to care for those in need as you care for us. May we accompany those in the midst of life's storms. When we fear being swallowed by waves of grief, pain, sorrow, or loneliness, help us reach out to our community for support. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. You call us your children. You are our loving parent. You already love us each beyond measure. There is no greater amount of love. At the same time, there is nothing at all that can separate anyone from your love. God of grace and mercy, you pour love into us until we overflow. Help us pour out your love and mercy to others. So many are in need of your presence, your healing, and your grace. We lift our prayers to you silently or aloud. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you stretch out your hand, and your hand delivers us. You are the source of all hope and goodness in creation. O Lord, through your grace and love, you provide for all the world. God of abundance, you beckon to each of us for the sake of the world. We are called to feed those who hunger, clothe others, provide for the sick, protect those that are vulnerable, create spaces of safety for those surrounded by violence, and seek justice in all the world. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with those around us. The same way. Yeah, if you can.
Thank you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Healer, when sin had scarred the world, you sent your Son to heal our ills and to form us again into one.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his acts of healing, his body given up, and his victory over death, we await that day when all the peoples of the earth will come to the river to enjoy the tree of life. Send your Spirit upon us and this meal. As grains scattered on the hillside become one bread, so let your church be gathered into the ends of the earth, from the ends of the earth, that all may be fed with the bread of life, your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Body of Christ given for you. 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 Body of Christ. Christ given for you. Body of 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 Christ. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. 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 Okay. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Bless you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given. shed for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of blood of Christ shed for you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to love the world with your love. In your name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
peace. Serve the Lord. Good morning.